Well, it's 1 o'clock, and in a couple of minutes here on BBC Radio 3, we'll be going live to Cadogan Hall for Proms Chamber Music. Norwegian trumpeter Tina Ting-Helseth makes her Proms debut with her 10-piece brass ensemble, Tenting. First, Katrina Young has the BBC News.
The Metropolitan Police have issued an apology to the family of Ian Tomlinson, the newspaper seller who died after being pushed to the ground by an officer during protests in London in 2009. An out-of-court settlement has been reached with his family. In a statement, Deputy Assistant Commissioner Maxine De Brunner acknowledged that the use of excessive and unlawful force by PC Simon Harwood caused Mr. Tomlinson's death. His widow Julia said the apology was as close as his family was going to get to justice. The Chancellor, George Osborne, has defended proposals to offer working parents up to £1,200 in childcare vouchers per child, saying they'll also apply to parents who stay at home because they're carers. Mr. Osborne has been criticised for neglecting mothers who stay at home. Today he reaffirmed his commitment to introducing a tax break for married couples in this Parliament. Labour says it'll hold a summit on zero-hours contracts this month after research by the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development suggested that up to 1 million workers could be employed on them. The Business Secretary Vince Cable said he was gathering evidence about the practice in which staff aren't guaranteed employment from 1 week to the next. A survey of the UK services sector last month has suggested it's growing at the fastest rate for more than 6 years. The growth in the sector, which accounts for three quarters of economic output, adds to the strong recent performance of manufacturing and construction. Britain's biggest bank, HSBC, has announced profits of £9.2 billion for the first half of the year. The figure is 10% higher than in the same period last year. Admiral Sir John Sandy Woodward, who commanded the Royal Navy Task Force during the 1982 Falklands War, has died. He was 81. His daughter said he'd been suffering from a long illness. The Defence Secretary Philip Hammond praised Sir John for what he called his magnificent achievement and said he would be remembered by many as the Navy's fighting admiral. And the weather, it'll be a mainly cloudy afternoon with some sunny spells and outbreaks of rain, highs of 24 degrees. And that's the BBC News and Weather. Now on Radio 3, it's time for Proms Chamber Music, presented by Petroc Trelawney.
Welcome back to Cadogan Hall, home of chamber music at the BBC Proms. Today, Kurt Weill's Thruppany Opera, Bizet's Carmen, and a new work from Diana Burrell, played by the all-female Norwegian brass ensemble Tenting, led by the fantastic trumpeter Tina Ting-Helseth. We start with music by Norway's most famous son, Edvard Grieg, to play from his Holberg suite. Please welcome to the Proms, Tenting!
Thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. And, well, Patrick has already said welcome, but we also want to say welcome and thank you so much for coming to this concert. We are extremely excited to be here at the Proms, and we've been looking forward to this for a very, very long time. Now, we started with some Norwegian music, Edvard Grieg, and we did the Preludium from the Holberg Suite. We're going to continue with music by him. We are going to play music that's originally for piano. We're going to play three lyrical pieces. First, you will hear a dance called Bestemors Menuett, or Grandmother's Menuett. And here, Karin plays the role as our grandmother. Then we are going to play a lullaby so that our baby can fall asleep. It's called Jendines Bodnlot, or Jendines Lullaby. The last piece is called Trolltog, and then you will get a visit from the Norwegian trolls. Thank you.
The March of the Dwarfs from Grieg's lyric pieces, 100 foot of brass tubing on stage today, 3 trumpets, French horns, flugelhorn, 3 trombones, bass trombone and tuba. And rather in the spirit of what are the BBC proms, plenty of promenading as well as the performers move around the stage and reflect the sounds on the different surfaces here. Tina, how did it all come into being, Tenting?
Well, actually, it's kind of a coincidence thing. I mean, it was me and the other three trumpet girls. We were sitting in a Christmas concert where we studied together, and we were listening to the string ensemble, and we were thinking, oh, we just really want to play in an ensemble that play that kind of music. That was kind of our main idea. And since we were only girls, then why not ask only girls? And
you decided to keep it that way from
the
start.
Yeah, and then we just, it's just our little gimmick. It's just for fun, kind of. But now we love it a little bit, yeah.
And it is important, I think, that you don't do it all the time. You come together sort of half a dozen times a year.
We do. I mean, we have different... I mean, someone plays in orchestras, you know, teaches and stuff. So we have, like, 4 projects a year when we meet up. And we call it a holiday, but, of course, we play all the time. So it's... But it's just really nice to come together, and we're really good friends, so it's a lot of chatting as well, yeah.
Well, we'll let you join your friends, because we're going to hear next the world premiere of a piece commissioned for the BBC Proms, and I'm delighted to welcome to the stage its composer, Diana Burrell. Diana, you've called this piece Blaze, and it has a certain fiery energy about it.
Blaze. Well, it sort of goes with the instruments, I think, you know, the bright, bronzy, brassy sort of look of the instruments. But it also seemed to be right with the kind of bright, shining personalities of these players, who that was very evident even before I'd met them from the CD of their works. And it just just kind of sounded right. And it's a short, concise piece all in one go, and blaze it was.
It is an ensemble, but it's also an ensemble of virtuosos, and you wanted to write for all of their different skills.
Yes, that's right. I love the sound of brass instruments. I was a viola player once, and I can't get a sound out of a brass instrument, but I've always loved the sound. And the thing that strikes me about it is that instruments can do much more than we think. They're incredibly virtuosic. And we've got very used to the sound of a brass section in, you know, romantic symphonies, and it's a wonderful sound, but there's so much more to it than that. And so each of these players actually is stretched occasionally, quite to the limit, I think, and they all have little solo passages where they come out of the texture, and it's their moment, a few seconds only, because it's a very short piece, but it's their moment of sort of solo, here am I, this is my moment.
Well, we will take our seats to enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, with the world premiere of Blaze by Diana Barrell, Tenting.
Thank you.
The world premiere of Blaze by Diana Burrell, played here at the BBC Proms by Tenting. Tina, the different voices of brass instruments make them particularly suitable, I think, for what you're going to do next, the first of two opera transcriptions.
Yes, we're going to play from the Threepenny Opera by Kurt Weill, and this is something that the first moment I heard it, I think this would be perfect for brass, and when we can put mutes in and stuff and get different sounds, then yeah.
And you really get a sense of the characters, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the brass instruments really can capture that kind of essence, I think, in the piece, which I hope so. We'll hear soon enough. But we really enjoy playing it anyway. It's really suitable for our instruments, yeah.
Tenting, then, play a suite from Kurt Weill's Threepenny Opera.
Thank you.
A suite from Kurt Weill's Threepenny Opera performed in this BBC Proms chamber concert, coming live from Cadogan Hall in London by Tenting, led by Tina Ting-Helset. Tina, the joy you get from performing as an ensemble is absolutely clear to all of us here.
Yeah, well, it's just so much fun. I mean, we're just enjoying it a lot. And I must say, personally for me, is normally, you know, travelling around as a soloist, a lot alone, but then travelling with these girls, there is never a boring moment. So it's great, so, yeah, really enjoying it.
You're presumably, whether intentionally or not, sort of fulfilling a role as ambassadors for brass instruments. We hear stories occasionally of not enough people picking up brass instruments, but I guess young people come and see you and think, well, this is what I want to do.
Well, we hope so. I mean, it's nice to be able to just, I mean, whatever instrument you pick up, I mean, we happened to pick up a brass instrument each, and it's kind of our voices and how we play music. But I just think one of the main focuses in this ensemble from the very beginning was that we really wanted it to look as we were having fun. I mean, sometimes it's concentrating, and we play so much that we get a bit tired and it hurts sometimes, but it shouldn't look like that. So it should always, you know, we enjoy playing music for people, so yeah.
Tell us about the fantastic arrangements we're hearing. Who does them?
Yeah, well, we are extremely lucky. We have this amazing guitarist, actually, called Jarle Storløkken. He's a guitarist and arranger and a great, great, great man. And he's kind of a wizard when it comes to these kind of things. So I just, you know, I ask him, you know, what about the Threepenny Opera? What about, we also play Vivaldi Seasons. We play a lot of crazy stuff. And he says, of course. And then he makes wonderful arrangements that really fits. So I think he was a brass player in his former life, probably. Yeah.
Or maybe in his next life.
Yeah, maybe.
What about tango for brass?
Well, tango is great anyway, isn't it? No matter for what kind of, you know, what kind of orchestration. But yeah, no, tango is a personal favourite of mine, I must admit. Yeah.
Which leads us rather neatly to our next piece, Astor Piazzolla. Ladies and gentlemen, Tenteng.
Thank you.
Oblivion by the Argentinian tango king Astor Piazzolla, bringing us close to the end of this fourth 2013 BBC Proms chamber concert. Don't forget that for the first time you can watch all of these concerts online. Today's concert will be available from 12 noon tomorrow at bbc.co.uk/proms, and follow the links to watch and listen. We're going to finish back at the opera, those 10 brass instruments once again taking on a multiplicity of voices. Bizet's Carmen in 6.5 minutes for the last time. Ladies and gentlemen, Tenting. Thank you. Tenting at the BBC Proms, led by Tina Ting-Helset, playing that suite from Bizet's opera Carmen, with wonderful choreography. Well worth watching on the website tomorrow just to see that and listen to this spirited ensemble performing once again. Tina Ting-Helset herself back at the Proms on Sunday the 18th of August, when she and fellow trumpeter Marco Bloer give the London premiere of a new work by Matthias Pincher. The composer will conduct the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. That's the 18th of August. As well as Tenting, Tina has established a close relationship with the pianist Catherine Stott. They've recorded together. She also has a quintet with drums, piano, guitar and double bass, playing, she says, everything from Bach to the Beach Boys. They're back on the platform here at Cadogan Hall, in a line this time, bowing together. And I think maybe an encore.
We have one more, if you want to. We're going to America, we're going to Aaron Copland, and you will get a little dash of Emerson, Lake and Palmer as well. It's been incredible to play for you today. We've really, really, really enjoyed it. And we wish you a good day then with a dance from the ballet Rodeo. Here comes Hoedown.
Thank you.
Hoedown from Rodeo by Aaron Copland, performed by Tenting here at Cadogan Hall. Next week, the BBC Singers and the Nash Ensemble, Holst Father and Daughter, and a new work by Harrison Birtwistle. Join us then. For now, from here, BBC Proms, good afternoon to you.
Having fun at the Cadogan Hall, that was Petroc Trelawney. More from him shortly.
Over on BBC Radio 4.
Now tell me some of the experiments that were performed.
Lisa Jardine charts the development of modern science in Britain.
I've identified seven ages of science. In each age, I'll show how the men and women who pursued new scientific ideas were shaped and nurtured by the world in which they lived.
Beginning with the Age of Ingenuity.
It is impossible to imagine the work that Isaac Newton did without the ingenious instrument makers who swarmed in London from the middle of the 1600s onwards.
The Seven Ages of Science, over on BBC Radio 4, begins tomorrow evening at 9.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 with me, Louise Fryer. Now, last night, I was at the Royal Albert Hall to introduce the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's thrilling performance of Wagner's opera Tannhäuser. If you missed it, do seek it out on the iPlayer. And there's a chance now to hear their first prom of the season, which took place on Saturday. It was presented by the man we've been listening to over lunchtime, Petroc Trelawney.
Good evening. Tonight, modern Scotland and 19th century Vienna. The BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra make their eagerly awaited first proms appearance of the season under the baton of chief conductor Donald Runnicles. Two masterworks by Beethoven, the Coriolan Overture, followed by the Fifth Symphony. Before that, Vadim Rapin is soloist in a work written for him, a violin concerto by the now father figure of new Scottish music, James McMillan. And Donald Runnicles starts his programme with a sumptuous waltz filled with glorious melodies, the signature work of the waltz king himself, Johann Strauss.
I think the Blue Danube is an absolute masterpiece. This is another side to Vienna, of course. Beethoven spent a great deal of his life in Vienna, and that's part of why we begin this programme in Vienna, with the Blue Danube. We were also, though, aware of the fact that in James McMillan's remarkable violin concerto, there's a great deal of folk dance, there's a great deal, there are waltzes, there are reels. James's music, and I just love this about him, it's very informed by folk music, and we thought this would be a good foil, if you like, these two works together in the first half.
Donald Runnicles, well, it was in February 1867 that the waltz had its first outing. Carnival season choral work with satirical texts commissioned by the Vienna Men's Choral Association. Its brilliance immediately registered. New, more suitable words were commissioned, opening with the line, "The Danube so blue." Within a few weeks, the piece had its first orchestra-only outing at a concert in the Imperial Royal Volksgarten and was on its way to becoming the unofficial anthem of Vienna and Austria. Laura Samuel, leader of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, takes her bow to this absolutely packed Royal Albert Hall, another sellout concert this Saturday night. And Donald Runnicles strides onto the platform to conduct the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, Johann Strauss II's waltz by the beautiful Blue Danube.